powered by Riverside.
Hello, this is Kristen Schaefer, your friend and host of Conversations with My Sisters. I am so excited to be talking with my sister, Catherine, today.
Hi, Kristen. I'm so glad to be here with you.
So for all of you, I want you to get to know Catherine. First of all, I'll say she is the eighth child in our family of 11 children. I'm the oldest, and she is my sixth sister because my mom had six girls before she had any boys. So it was six girls and then boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And something that was really unique about Catherine when she was little, and Catherine, you'll have to forgive me by sharing this little story. I think it's so fun. I remember when you were born very, very well. You had black hair. All the rest of our siblings were born bald. And I know that you've heard this before, but you had black hair and a head full of it. And it was so exciting. It was shocking.
Yes, that's true. I like hearing that story. I think I'm unique in the family for a lot of ways, but I definitely had the brown hair and the darker skin that everybody thought I was a little girl from an Indian tribe or something.
I always was jealous of your olive toned skin because you look like you're tan year round.
I've always enjoyed having this very tan skin. I guess it's a characteristic I'll appreciate.
Another thing that I think of when I think of you as being little is that you were the first girl in our family to have a brother older than you and a brother younger than you. So it added this new dynamic where we were all just these little girls. Mom would say we were all little ducks in a row. But yes. Then came John and then came you. And that's when there started to be more fighting and arguing and just that dynamic because yes. We had the difference of genders mixing more than we had before. How do you see that?
Yes, I think that's what I've always kind of accepted, that it was the first half of the family. Those were the Aldridge girls and then the rest of us. And I think that for better or for worse, it just changed the dynamic a little bit. We were into sports a lot more and, you know, boys were more active, dirty, rowdy, but I still think our brothers were very unique because they were sandwiched between girls and raised by all these eight mothers.
Totally. Do you see that maybe you were blessed with some kind of gift or gifts that helped you embrace having brothers around you, whereas I only had sisters immediately near my age?
Oh, you know what? I think that I've never thought of that. That's a good question. I loved the family culture that was created during my childhood. I am a naturally active child. I loved all things outdoors and full of adventure. And so I think if that played a role in any of my childhood experiences, I'm super grateful that I was at that time in our family because I loved the backpacking, the camping, the sports. I loved cheering for my brothers. And I was a bit of a tease. So I think that probably was a little more acceptable because I had all these brothers that mixed up things. I think I got away with a lot more because the family dynamic was changing and people were becoming a little flexible on the expectations.
I love that. And that was so necessary and so good. We're supposed to have balance. And that's something that Dad talked about a lot, but we needed more balance. The boys brought the balance. You were such a good participant in helping us all become more balanced. That's awesome.
Wow, thanks.
What else would you like to share in introducing yourself?
Well, I am the mother of seven children, and I love all things that have to do with my kids. I am super grateful that I get to be a mom and that my husband has been able to provide that life for me. And I would say our family can be explained by being very outdoorsy and disciplined in our home as much as we can. I love feeding my children nutritious meals. I love gardening and sewing.
Catherine, this is my opportunity and it's so fun. I get to brag about you. So Catherine is absolutely a good cook, but she's more than that. She is a gourmet cook, and her children are so blessed, and they're very, very healthy. I am so inspired by Catherine's meal planning and meal ideas. She's also a florist, and something unique about Catherine's flower experience is that she has often grown her own flowers that she arranges. We were just at a baby shower this morning, and she made the most beautiful bouquet for the baby shower, and it was all out of her garden.
It's most fun to share with family because they're always so happy. I can do no wrong when I'm sharing flowers with family. They're always grateful.
Okay, we are going to talk about the other thing that you said that you've done a lot with your kids, and that is being active and being outside. Now, my mom taught Catherine and I and all of our siblings a lot of valuable lessons during the summertime. Parents know that this is valuable time that you don't want to waste because you really are sharing your child with the world during the school year. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I think it's said that the summer times add up to 3 years of a child's life. So that is a really important time that we get to enjoy, but it's precious time.
Precious time is right. My mom wrote a book, So What Can Kids Do in the Summertime? And this is one of the first things I want to review on the next couple of episodes because it is so important to take advantage of those summertime hours. You said 3 years. Can you imagine if you just said, oh, summertime is no big deal, and you do nothing during the summer with your child? You're wasting 3 years of opportunity. So thank you for that stat. At the beginning of Mom's book, Catherine, it says in the introduction, I was one of those lucky kids who grew up on a farm. So this is quoting my mom, and it's true. She grew up on a farm in southern Utah. Summertime meant many things, but as a child, I had great fun swimming in the ponds and ditches, catching fish in the river, and picking currants from the bushes that grew wild on the ditch banks. These activities filled my summer days with discovery and pleasant memories. I love that quote from our mother.
Yeah. How else can you teach a child to work hard but by doing hard labor, living on a farm, waking up early, feeding the animals? It's true. It's definitely crossed my mind.
Yes. But we don't have a farm. We live in the middle of a big city. We don't have that to teach our kids. So you need to find intentional ways to teach our children how to work hard. So my mom came up with something that we called summer requirements when we were a kid. What are your memories of summer requirements, Catherine?
Well, I still can remember the back of the door that we had all of our papers lined up. And it was kind of a fun thing to run over there and see where we were at with our progress. But they were basically a list of chores, cooking goals, cooking lessons, and other learning, memorizing experiences, and other fun things that we would be able to do. And sometimes when we were young, it would be helping mom. And as we got older, we became independent. I remember it being a fun beginning to the summer, and we looked forward to a reward at the end if we completed it.
What is one of your memories of a goal that you set and accomplished when you were young during the summer?
Well, I'll always remember my mom teaching me how to clean a bathroom, and she would have a little note card with every step of cleaning a bathroom properly, and it was taped on the inside cupboard of that bathroom. And so I still can remember the little details that my mom taught me when I was young of how to properly clean a bathroom, and I feel like that's helped me. And as I am able to teach my own kids, then I've had similar experiences where I feel like I've taught them, and then they get to do it on their own.
You know, I took that for granted when we were young that mom taught us specifically how to clean a bathroom. But I'm so grateful now that I've learned simple things like that.
Yes. I think when we were young, she modeled it. We did it with her. And as we were older, we had opportunities to do it on our own. And then I feel like it wasn't until I was an adult that then I remembered,
oh, wait, I do know how to cook. I do know how to clean. One that I definitely didn't have as much experience with was a mother was sewing. But I was grateful for some of those little sewing projects that mom encouraged us to do with those summer requirements. It was quilting. It could have been a pair of shorts or a pillowcase or an apron. But those were the simple sewing skills that later I've been able to sew beautiful clothing and mend and quilts, things like that. And it started with just those little summer projects, those summer goals.
You have done an exceptional job at customizing this program for your children. How do you feel like you've improved upon your own experience as a child in behalf of your own kids?
Well, I can't say that every single summer has gone smoothly with our summer requirements. Some summers have been overwhelming. Maybe I was having a baby or moving, or there were changes in our family that felt difficult to really designate a lot of time for this program. But I've changed it instead of maybe a whole summer. The timeline maybe is 2 weeks. Maybe we only had 2 weeks where I could really focus. Because as you have little kids, when it says help mom make cookies, then you have to physically stop what you're doing and help them or help clean the bathroom. Then you are so busy hands-on with each child individually and they're so excited to pass off their goals that it can quickly feel overwhelming as a mom to be just at every child's beck and call all day long. And so it can quickly become frustrating. So I feel like there have been summers where I've adjusted it to just a 2 week long challenge. There have been summers where we didn't do it. But the times that I've really enjoyed it and it's been a huge success, I'm so grateful for. I like sitting down one-on-one with each of my kids at the beginning of the summer or a couple weeks before and going down the line of different goal ideas and customizing it specific to them. And I think they own it. And they get excited about it. And then it's the very next day that they have purpose. They're able to fill their summer days with productive things. And I've done away with some of the things that maybe are not as common or as practical as they used to be. Some of the sewing things just aren't as practical. But one thing that we've added are some spiritual goals and service goals and attending the temple goals, things of that nature, which I think have added a lot to the overall experience. And so I think customizing it, sitting down, having those one-on-one conversations with each of my kids, that has been a special part. And I think each of the kids feel like it's their set of goals that's very unique to them. And they're excited about reaching those goals. And they even pick specifically what meal they're going to make. I want to learn how to make spaghetti. I want to learn how to make French toast. I want to learn how to boil rice, things like that. It's very specific exactly what meal they're going to cook that summer.
You know, when we have these little people all around us every single day, we think that we're giving them some one-on-one attention. But I witnessed what you're saying. That one-on-one time is so special. That child, when they truly have only your undivided attention, there's a different feeling, and it's a wonderful boon to the relationship with that child. And how cool that you've customized them to each child, because each child has different needs and different interests. I need to warn every listener. That is, when you help your child create a goal or make a goal, you're actually setting that goal for yourself too. Because like you said, you have to be devoted to helping that child learn how to make that spaghetti, or it's a commitment for yourself, not just for the child.
That's so true, because there's also been summers where the end goal, the prize, has not been convenient for me. Or I wait till school starts and the kids are like, Mom, what about that prize? What about, you know, the trip to the ice cream store? And I just keep putting it off. So I will say that I have felt badly about that. I haven't been quick to reward as they've worked so hard. And then we've reevaluated that each year too, where it's, you don't want to plan the reward or the goals for that matter that are just way too demanding or not realistic, or, you know, will take away from the overall goal of it, which is to accomplish or look forward to the end.
Excellent advice. I wonder if you would share one of the prizes that you think did go well for your family at the end of Summer of Learning.
I guess I have a hard time having a tradition. It's not the same thing every year. Sometimes it's a big prize. Sometimes it's a little. I would say we have done trips to the water park nearby. We have done simple things like go to a yummy gelato shop and ride bikes, which is something fun that they can look forward to. And I think it depends on how that summer looks and what makes sense. I would say a lot of it is a dinner out or a baseball game.
Love that. And I want to emphasize how you said that it can be simple, but the special part is that you're together. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be extravagant. What matters is that you're celebrating the achievement together.
Yes. And it's fun. And I am always so grateful that they filled their summer with these good experiences. And it's really a lot of effort that these kids put into these little goals. And I think they look back and feel good about it. And I think it really teaches them to set the goals, accomplish them. Not all of them want to finish it, and that's okay. But for the most part, they're pretty motivated. It's a fun, simple way to stay busy during the summer, full of productive, meaningful, intentional activities.
Awesome, Catherine. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with summer goals. Your children not only come closer to you as they learn these things, but I know they're coming closer to Jesus Christ because of the emphasis that you have put on service, hard work, attending the temple, like writing in your journal, reading scriptures, saying prayers, things like that. Even little goals that bring us closer to Christ can be the most meaningful because it's the long range happiness that we're really wanting to give to our children.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're awesome. You inspire me. I love you very much.
This is fun, Kristen. I love you too.
Thank you for listening to Conversations with My Sisters. I hope this episode inspired you in a useful way. If so, please share it with a young mother you know who could use some encouraging words. In whatever season of life you find yourself in, choose your pursuits wisely. As you prayerfully discern between truth and error, or good, better, and best, be patient with yourself. The atonement of Jesus Christ is for you. Allow His grace to bring peace and joy into your strivings. God loves you. I love you too.